Mishnah Vav moves away from trees and vines. In our fourth parak, we had a discussion about a vineyard which had been destroyed in the middle. Now we're going to discuss the idea of what about an aris which has been destroyed in the middle. Remember, an aris being the type of vineyard which is hanging vines versus a regular vineyard which has the vines growing on the ground. So Mishnah Vav explains, Piske aris, shmone amos ve'od. The disruption of aris is 8 amos and a little bit more. V'kol midot she'amru chami mekerem ein behem v'od chutz mipiske aris. So a disruption of aris is shmona is 8 amos and a little bit more. And our Mishnah says, and by the way, none of the measures which the sages idchamim have said concerning a vineyard have a little bit more, with the exception of the aris. So now that we know that we're talking about Shmona Amos, our Mishnah continues, and the fact that the use of the word Od, or the Lashon of Od, is only really used here. The Chum don't use that generally. We now go on our Mishnah to discuss exactly what that means. Elu hen piske aris. So these are the destruction of an aris. Aris shecharav emtsao. V'nishtayru bo chamesh gafanim mikan v'chamesh gafanim mikan. Im yesh sham shmone amos, lo yavi zera l'sham. Shmona amos v'od, notnin lo kidei avodaso v'zorea es hamotar. So what are we talking about here? If an aris was destroyed in its middle, and there remain 5 vines on one side and 5 vines on the other, if there are 8 amos in between them, then they may not bring, sorry, if there are 8 amos between them, they may not bring seed there. However, if there are 8 amos plus a little bit more, then assuming we give it the work area, you can plant the remainder. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about if you picture 11 vines hanging down in perfect symmetry down a wall or a trellis or what have you, and you knock out that middle one. So you have 5 on one side and 5 on the other side, vines still hanging down, but that one in the middle has been knocked out. If there are 8 amos and a little bit, or 8 amos plus, then you can plant the middle part of the gap, right, which is dalet amos from the segments on either side. However, if there's less than that, then you can't plant anything under the space. Our next Mishnah Zion, is a little complicated. It's difficult to follow. There are many, many different ways of understanding this. So just be aware that it is a little tricky, as Mishnayos go, and many, many different Mefarshim have many, many different ways of understanding it. So we'll try and understand it perhaps in the simplest way possible, but please recognize that in this case, there are certainly many, many, many ways of approaching this Mishnah. Okay, so Mishnah Zion says, Arisha hu yotzei min hakosel mitoch hakeren v'kala, notnin lo avodaso v'zorei es hamutar. Rabbi Yossi omer, im ein sham arba amos, lo yavi zera l'sham. So our Mishnah says that naris, which emerges from a wall, from within a corner and end, we give his work area, and he may not plant the remainder. Sorry, and he may plant the remainder, excuse me. Rabbi Yossi says, if there aren't dalad amos to it, then you cannot plant any, you can't bring in any foreign seed. Okay, so perhaps the easiest way to understand this is the Rosh. The Rosh explains that if you look down, I mean, the Rosh doesn't explain this part, but visually, if you sort of look down and you think of a rectangle, okay, think of a long rectangle, on the left-hand side, and that's your wall, okay? So you've got a rectangle, and that rectangle is a wall. On the leftmost side of your wall, right, the leftmost side of the rectangle, you have 2 vines. And then on the bottommost side of the wall, you have 3 more vines, okay? So you have 5 vines total, 2 coming off of one corner, 3 coming off of the other. Now, technically, because the vines are not in a straight row, they don't technically count as a real aris. However, you might think that in the same way that a trellis or a non-fruit-bearing tree, or, you know, whatever type of tree we're talking about, is subordinate to the grapevine, right? And that therefore the whole thing counts as one big grapevine, even if the trellis has not been completely filled out. So you might perhaps think, as according to the Rosh, that the wall itself is very similar to a trellis in that regard. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to plant anywhere near the wall, even where the grapevines are not. The Tanakhama, however, comes along and says, in fact, you can. Assuming you give it the, you know, your six tefachim near the vines itself. Obviously, you can't plant right next to the vines, but assuming you move six tefachim away from the vines, then you can plant whatever else you want along the rest of the wall. And this is the explanation of the Rush, and again, to me, it makes the most sense personally, and is the simplest, but I just want to stress it again. There are many, many different ways of understanding this Mishnah. It seems it's a very obscure. Rav Yossi, however, disagrees and says that if there aren't Dalet Amas, then you can't bring any foreign seed there. So according to the way we understand the Rush, then Rav Yossi says, well, we actually need an additional qualifier. If our wall is not at least Dalet Amos long, then in that situation, even if you have two vines growing on one side and three vines growing on the other, it's still going to count as a trellis. So as long as you have a wall that's greater than Dalet Amos long, then in that situation, you've got two vines on one side, three vines on the other. The wall does not count as a sort of trellis or a support for the grapevines. And you can plant on the other side, as long as you leave six tefachim from the grapevines, you can plant other things along the wall. And that, the Tanakhama doesn't even qualify how long the wall needs to be, as long as there's a wall, and this is the situation with two on one side and three on the other. Rav Yossi disagrees and says, listen, if the wall is not at least Dalet Amos long, then it basically, for all intents and purposes, becomes subordinate to the vine, and indeed you can't plant anywhere along that wall, even if you leave your six tefachim from the vine to plant some foreign seeds. So again, assuming we're understanding the Rush and the Mishnah right, and I do happen to think that Rush is the neatest solution to the Mishnah. If you have a wall with two vines on one side and three right next to them on the other, one might think that they combine to make an aris or some version of that, and therefore the wall is mitzarif to the vines. However, according to Tanakhama, that's not the case, and according to Rav Yossi, it's not the case assuming the wall is at least Dalet Amos. However, if the wall is less than Dalet Amos, then it does become subordinate to the vines.